Module 9, Dealing with the Dark Side. Even though the internet is a useful tool, it does have a dark side. Because interactions are not face-to-face, many people ignore basic civility. Harassment, trolling, and threats occur far too often online. Additionally, we all make mistakes when we address other people online. When you encounter the dark side of the digital world, you need to know how to handle the situation. See it, report it. Part of being a good citizen is addressing problems when you see them. If you see behavior that violates any user agreement or is illegal, you have a duty to report it. There are different channels for reporting violations. If you are on social media sites, there are ways to contact administrators and supervisors. If you can't find a link to report problems, send an email to the appropriate person directly. It is important that you exercise good judgment when reporting posts. Report genuine problems, not opinions you do not like. What to report? Scams, bullying, offensive posts, lewd or foul language, violent or threatening posts. Bullying and harassment. Bullying and harassment is a growing problem online. Unfortunately, it can escalate to violence offline. Hopefully, you never experience this problem. If you or someone you know becomes the victim of bullying or harassment, however, you need to know how to handle the situation. Block and report. Report the activity to the appropriate channels and block the individual. This may be enough to fix the problem. Do not confront the person because this can escalate the situation. Keep a record. Keep a record of every instance of bullying and harassment. Take screenshots, save messages, and keep texts. Keep electronic and print records and document the date and time of each occurrence. Report it. Contact the police or FBI with your evidence. Do not ignore threats. It is better to be safe than sorry. Trolling. Internet trolls are the bane of most digital citizens. Troll is a slang term for someone who makes comments solely to cause problems. They are not people who simply disagree or share complaints. They do not comment to engage in dialogue. They comment to get emotional responses. They delight in seeing people upset, angry, or hurt. Trolls make getting rises out of people into a game, so you need to end the game before it starts. Identify trolls. Trolls can be identified quickly. Anyone who makes rude comments, off-topic comments, personal attacks, and does not listen to reason is a troll. This can typically be seen by the second or third comment. Do not engage. The saying, "Do not feed the troll," is common online. If you engage with trolls, you play their game. It is best to ignore them so they get bored and leave. Don't take it personally. If you do have to address a troll, do it without anger. Remember, they feed on emotion. Shared something you shouldn't have? Even careful people will occasionally post things that they regret. The first thing you must do is remove the post immediately. The faster you remove the post, the less likely it is to spread online. If a friend shared your post, ask your friend to remove it. This is why you should not be friends with complete strangers. Finally, you may contact moderators and administrators, particularly if the share violates any rules. If you are not able to remove the post in time and it spreads, you will have to do damage control. The mature response is to take responsibility and apologize for any indiscretion. Lying and avoiding the issue will only draw out the problem. Case study. Diana's candle business was going well, but one commenter constantly caused her problems. The anonymous commenter was always maligning her product, calling it cheap and overpriced. Diana tried to appease the commenter, but her responses were met with insults and jokes. The commenter had no interest in being appeased. One day, Diana grew so frustrated with the commenter that she attacked her online. This only seemed to give the commenter another reason to insult her and her business on a public forum.